with a look at the headlines of this hour from the Sia Valley News. Here's Ernesto Garcia.
Immigrants are welcome here, no hate, no fear. Immigrants are welcome here, no hate, no fear.
Good morning. That's the sound of demonstrators in front of the federal courthouse yesterday afternoon protesting the activity of federal authorities who carried out targeted raids in Las Cruces yesterday morning. Within a matter of hours upon hearing about the raid, organizers from the local cafe took to social media to gather in front of the federal courthouse around 4 p.m. to protest. Joanna Bencomo, an organizer from Cafe, explains what the group heard about the raids.
ICE picked up a 31-year-old man at a mobile parking home here in Las Cruces. They were not looking for him. They just happened upon him and asked for papers, and once he said he didn't have any, they picked him up and took him. And we don't know where he is.
The group of protesters would end up lining up blocking traffic on Church Street and then eventually blocking traffic on North Main Street in front of Picacho. Bencomo explains why the group disrupted afternoon traffic in downtown.
To tell you the truth, this was a spur-of-the-moment thing. We definitely wanted to do some civil disobedience today. Most of us are pretty upset that this is happening in our community today. And so, yeah, this is what it's going to look like for a little bit.
Las Cruces Police Chief Jaime Montoya was able to talk with the group of protesters and have them safely move out of traffic's way. Las Cruces Mayor Ken Miyagashima gave his annual State of the City speech. The mayor says the city of Las Cruces is strong. He addressed the departure of Sitel and how it had an economic impact on jobs in our area.
We're concerned about the jobs that will be lost, of course, but the city has fielded inquiries from a large number of other companies wanting to utilize this facility and the talent base that Sitel has developed during the 10 years that they were here. Still, Sitel's departure served as a reminder that large companies today function within a volatile and competitive international market.
With tickets for Garth Brooks going on sale tomorrow morning, there are many ticketing sites online that are already selling tickets to a show that has yet to go on sale. Garth Brooks fans should be aware that the Pan American Center ticket office can't guarantee the validity of tickets purchased through any entity other than Ticketmaster.com for the upcoming Garth Brooks concert on Saturday, April 8th. To avoid problems with counterfeit, stolen, or inflated price tickets, fans should purchase them directly from the only site you can get them at Ticketmaster.com/Garth Brooks beginning at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. With a look at the headlines at this hour from Mesilla Valley News, I'm Ernesto Garcia. Now look at the national headlines with Fox News.